RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, Jeremy, I guess we got nothing else better to do with our time. Schedule people for interviews, and then all of a sudden we got to change the entire show around because they can't do it at the scheduled time. They got to do it at some other time.
What did you call him, Princess?
Princess, yeah. Hey, now we got like the whole back end of the show has been rearranged because Matt Weyrich couldn't post what he was supposed to post from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. What's up, Matt?
Now, did you screw up or did he?
That's my fault, fellas.
Oh, come on, Matt.
Liga wasn't on. I know. I'm running around this morning. But
no, I was saying throw Rob under the bus. Tell us it's his fault. We don't know any better.
Matt, the Orioles went out and re-signed Zach Eflin. I don't hate that move at all. But Jeremy and I are under the impression that they're still not done with starting pitching yet.
Yeah, I kind of get that sense, too. I mean, my sense is that they're not necessarily expecting him to be ready for opening day, certainly hoping that he'll be ready for opening day. But, at this point, you know, last year, obviously, they had him as their number one starter, and that was more of a de facto thing than anything else. Now they're kind of looking at him as maybe a depth piece, back end of the rotation guy with some upside, certainly, if he can kind of put those back issues behind him and get back to the kind of guy he was. So, I certainly think they could afford to go out and get another starting pitcher, a front-end starting pitcher. Begin the year with Eflin on the IL. You have Tyler Wells in the bullpen. Boom, there's a spot right there for you, and you figure out the rest later.
So as far as, you know, the other types of moves they can make, do you think they're done with bats? Will we see any other finagling? Because I know everybody's staring at Kobe Mayo going, where does he fit in now? And I know he can go to AAA. You don't have to do something. But what are your thoughts on maybe Kobe Mayo getting moved, and would they add another bat?
Yeah, I just kind of struggle to see where they would fit another bat in. I get that some fans want them to really go all in on maybe a center fielder, and you know, that would obviously be a spot where maybe you could upgrade over Colton Cowser. But I do think that the Orioles would want to see a little bit more of Colton Cowser before really blocking him off like that. You bring in another big bat and it might start to create more problems than it actually solves, and just the number of guys that you have and getting to that bat. I mean, you did pay Tyler O'Neill, and I know fans wanted to just see Dylan Beavers and you know, maybe just cut Tyler O'Neill and move on. But, you know, he's one of the highest paid players on the team. He opted back into his contract, and, you know, he still hit the ball as hard as anybody last year. So if he can stay healthy, even if he only plays 80 to 100 games, I mean, that could be 30 homers right there. So I do think that, you know, maybe they can go out and get a utility guy, someone who could kind of move around, because right now, you know, you don't really have a true, you know, backup infielder. You kind of have all of your starters and the infielders backing up each other, which if you were to get two injuries in a game, it could really be in a tough situation. But other than that, I think that the lineup is mostly set at this point.
Matt Weyrich, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Matt, I have under the radar, I have no reason for choosing this guy, free agent signing for the Baltimore Orioles. And it's a splash signing.
Okay.
Cody Bellinger. Don't know why. Under the radar. Don't know why. Don't have been given zero information on this. It just Cody Bellinger continues to jump out off the page for me for this Oriole team.
I actually had looked really intently at Cody Bellinger before the Pete Alonso signing, because it was kind of like a unique fit because he played center field and first base.
Yep.
And he could have played 162 games splitting between center field, first base, DH, and really not kind of interrupted the Orioles matrix of players and Ryan Mountcastle and Comeo and everybody else could have still gotten a lot of playing time. Now that Pete Alonso is going to be taking up so much time at first base, I mean, you basically just have to be your everyday center fielder. And that would be a massive upgrade. Don't get me wrong. You know, Colton Cowser is still struggling to make contact. His defense is not yet proven at the center field spot. So, I mean, sure. I mean, that would be an upgrade.
Yeah, the second highest WAR on the Yankees behind, of course, Aaron Judge. His WAR was 5.
Yeah. I mean, his defense in center field did slip a little bit last year, so I wonder if he's going to be, you know, move toward the corners at some point. Might be a still a Gold Glove caliber corner outfielder more so than a Gold Glove caliber center fielder at this point of his career. But, you know, with all the right-handed bats that they've gotten, all of a sudden you kind of need a lefty maybe in the middle of that. I get it. I could see it, but if they're going to go out and get a frontline starting pitcher, a guy who's going to be $20 million a year, I do wonder, despite David Rubenstein saying there's no financial limit, whether they might actually be hitting their financial limit with both of those guys.
What are your thoughts on the Shane Boz trade? A lot of people felt like they gave up too much, and honestly, when I was looking at it initially, I felt that. But he's got a tremendous amount of upside, and people have talked about not only that curve pitch that he has, but the movement on his fastball. I think he's going to fit in here, and if they, let's say they get with him the same way they got with Trevor Rogers, who knows what could happen?
Yeah, I mean, certainly by volume, they gave up a lot of guys, and you know, a recent first-round pick, two recent first-round picks, and one for next year. You know, that is a hefty price. There's no way about it. But I do think that they were able to kind of avoid giving up any major league ready guys. I mean, they didn't give up Cobie Mayo. They didn't give up Dylan Beavers. They didn't give up Trey Gibson. You know, Samuel Basayo was obviously untouchable. So the fact that they were able to not have to give up any of those guys who would help them in the short term, guys who are fringe top 100 prospects, if not top 100 prospects already. You know, I think that there was some Nationals fans on my feed were kind of saying like, oh, we would have taken that for Mackenzie Gore. But at the same time, you know, if you gave up that up for Mackenzie Gore, who had one more year of control and maybe is a little bit more established, you know, I think Nationals fans would have felt underwhelmed just because there was no kind of headlining prospect that the Orioles gave up in this deal. It felt like all of the pieces minus the headliner. So I felt like, you know, for Shane Boz, who certainly has a lot of upside, who has 3 years of control, you know, I felt like it was a pretty fair deal on both sides, honestly, even kind of baking in that this is probably a bit of an AL East tax, the Orioles trading with the Rays.
He's Matt Wyrick, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. You can follow him on Twitter at by Matt Wyrick. That's W-E-Y-R-I-C-H. Matt, thanks a lot, my man.
Appreciate it.
Happy New Year to you.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.